The public is slowly waking up to the reality that the COVID vaccines are depopulation bioweapons. Suddenly, since January of this year, 2022, the deaths have skyrocketed. The acceleration of excess deaths is just through the roof. And a lot of people who were previously swayed by the lies and deceptions of Anthony Fauci and others, CDC, Dr. Walensky, and so on, they're no longer believing that. They're starting to question things. And I recently heard a recording of a father, I believe it was in Australia, or it might have been Australia, but he was berating the pharmacist for vaccinating his seven-year-old son, I believe it was his son, who was showing heart inflammation. And this father on the phone was essentially screaming to the pharmacist, saying, why didn't you tell my wife, who took his son there, why didn't you tell my wife that this could cause heart inflammation? And the pharmacist on the phone said, well, we don't tell people that because it might discourage them from getting the vaccine. And of course, the father erupts and begins screaming even louder, basically saying, what on earth is wrong with you? It's your job to tell people the possible side effects, not to withhold that information of harm in order to try to trick the maximum number of people into getting this medical intervention that might kill them. And of course, the father is right. And his anger is just the tip of the iceberg, folks. It's just a small sample of things yet to come. And in addition to that, we have now insurance companies going public and talking about excess deaths, excess mortality. We have funeral home directors and funeral companies that manufacture coffins and things like that saying they're amazed at the excess deaths. And that at first they thought that, okay, all this increase in business was just people, you know, dying early. So they thought the increase in business was going to level back out later. But now they're saying that has not happened, that the increase in deaths is accelerating. This isn't just sort of bringing into the present future deaths of sick people who were about to die. This is a whole new set of deaths that should not be happening. And the insurance companies are confirming that as well. So insurance companies are reporting deaths in excess of 25% or even up to 40% above normal. Now, think about this, folks. In the United States, the normal number of deaths per day is roughly on the order of about, let's just call it 7,500 people. That's not exactly right, but it's close. Now, think about what that means. If you normally have about 7,500 people a day dying in the United States, and it's been that way for years, the number of deaths and the number of births have essentially equaled out, which, you know, kind of makes sense in terms of demographics. But with the excess deaths now, if you add 40% to that across the population, that's about 3,000 people a day who are dying that otherwise would not die. I mean, 3,000 people a day. Think about that number compared to, let's say, mass shootings, which typically might involve killing of 10 people or 20, or maybe with Las Vegas, it was even more. But the mass shootings pale in comparison to the excess deaths following COVID vaccines. You know, even if a jumbo jet were to crash every single day in America, killing, let's say, about 300 people, that would only be 1/10 of the number of people killed by vaccines each day, and just COVID vaccines in America. In fact, the entire 9/11 catastrophe, and you know, September of 2001, the Twin Towers being brought down, that killed roughly about 3,000 people. That was considered one of the most heinous act of terrorism against the people of the United States, I believe, in history. And yet Big Pharma is doing that every single day. I mean, there's a 9/11 happening every day in America, and it's caused by vaccines. But you see, here's where it gets interesting. It's not just caused by vaccines. It's caused by the people pushing the vaccines. And so I'd like to offer you a couple of predictions here of where this is going. And just a disclaimer up front, I'm not calling for any violence against anybody that I'm going to mention here or any group of people. I'm just saying that the backlash of anger from the fathers and the mothers, the parents, the survivors of this vaccine holocaust, the anger is beginning to build. and it is going to erupt. It's going to explode over the next several months. And you are going to see, I predict, nationwide calls for mass arrests of pharmacists and doctors and vaccine pushers. And this will, I believe, include vaccine pushers in the mainstream media. And what's fascinating to me about this is that Alex Jones was sued by parents of Sandy Hook children. And according to recent court decisions in Austin, Texas, in Travis County, the jury just decided that Alex should pay a total of, I think, $49 million, roughly, to these two parents. $45 million of that was punitive, and the other $4.2 million, I believe it was, were actual damages. So $49 million is what Alex Jones is ordered to pay. By the way, that judgment's going to be substantially reduced under state law. The $45 million will be reduced to $1.5 million just because of the law in Texas. There's a cap on damages due to emotional distress and so on. But nevertheless, the judgment was $49 million plus. And the reasoning for that judgment was that Alex Jones said that the children did not die in Sandy Hook originally, even though he retracted that and apologized for it later, even not very much later. Like a year later or something, he retracted that. But they said that he caused all this emotional pain and suffering, and that's why he had to pay $49 million. What's fascinating to me is that that is setting a precedent to say that someone in the media, i.e. corporate media journalists, could also be sued by parents or siblings or children of vaccine victims, people who died from the vaccine, from myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, what have you. And now we have the statistical proof that this is taking place. So this is going to be very easy to prove with expert witnesses and so on, that the journalists in mainstream media who pushed these vaccines on people, they could be sued, just like Alex Jones was sued. They could be sued for pain and suffering. They could be held guilty and ordered to pay hundreds of millions of dollars, or their networks could be sued. So one of my questions is, when will the lawsuits begin against the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, on? All the vaccine pimping media networks, which, by the way, tend to be left-wing networks, under the standards of how Alex Jones was sued, are not these other networks complicit in the deaths and suffering and maiming of children? Shouldn't they be sued? And then on top of that, what about the pharmacists who push the vaccines, who administer the vaccines to children? What about the doctors? What about the nurses, the healthcare providers, the clinicians? Anyone who administered vaccines, my prediction is they will now be sued. And there will be protests against pharmacy chains like CVS and Walgreens and Walmart pharmacies and grocery store pharmacy chains and so on. There will be massive protests. There will be uprisings. There will be angry parents. There will be lawsuits. There will be legal firms that see this as 1,000 times bigger than the big tobacco lawsuits. These are lawsuits against big pharma that would dwarf anything that's ever been done about big tobacco. Now, I hear you saying, but the pharmaceutical companies have legal immunity. They were granted that legal immunity under the emergency use authorization that was put out there by, well, the FDA. And you are correct, except that, well, the indemnity is pierced in cases of fraud. So when there is criminal fraud or just actual malice and scientific fraud in order to deceive the public or to deceive the FDA, in those cases of fraud, the immunity goes away. So all that has to be proven is that Pfizer, for example, committed fraud in misleading the FDA, or that they covered up results they didn't like, or that Moderna or any of these other companies, just has to be shown that they committed fraud. Then they are liable. And they would be liable for so much in damages that it would bankrupt those companies. But they're corporate principals, the CEOs and other top people in those corporations could be sued in civil court and brought to justice, and they could be emptied of every dime they ever made off this vaccine scheme, which is far worse than a Ponzi scheme. I mean, this has been, in my view, crimes against humanity that were carried out in order to achieve profits and depopulation. And you can bet that right now, the lawyers across America and around the world are beginning to salivate as the evidence comes out. Whoa, excess deaths, myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, young people dying, children dying, but only the vaccinated, and the vaccine did not even stop the infections. The vaccines did not achieve immunization because, well, the people who took the vaccines, they're not immunized. The very term immunization means that you are immune to that thing. You're supposed to be immune to COVID if you took the COVID vaccines, but they're not. I mean, look at Joe Biden. Didn't he take all four or maybe even more of the COVID shots? And he keeps having COVID over and over again. In fact, most of the people getting sick today from COVID are people who have been vaccinated against COVID, which means the vaccines don't work. And if the vaccines don't work, how could you ever mandate them? There was already a settlement. I forgot where this hospital was located, but it was in the United States, a settlement, a $10 million settlement for the employees, the healthcare workers, who were fired from their jobs because they refused to be vaccinated. So that settlement, how was that reached? Well, the hospital knew that if they didn't settle, they were going to be sued for much, much more because they discriminated against people. They violated people's religious rights to say no, or health freedom rights, or even their health privacy. Well, what happens when all these lawyers figure out that there are probably globally trillions of dollars to be had by holding the drug companies and the pharmacists and the pharmacy companies responsible for the mass death and suffering and maiming and depopulation that is resulting from these vaccines? How many billions of dollars is CVS worth, or Walgreens, or Walmart? A nice juicy target, isn't it? Did they commit fraud? Did they claim that these vaccines were safe and effective when they weren't? Of course they did. Of course all these pharmacies committed fraud. Did they administer the vaccines to children in violation of Nuremberg principles against running medical experiments on human beings? Of course they did. They were experimental injections, not even vaccines. They're mRNA concoctions, experimental medicine, and they injected children. We're talking about heinous crimes against humanity that are on the scale of Nazi Germany. And now the day of reckoning approaches. The parents are waking up, the ones that are still alive. The siblings are waking up. People are coming to realize the reality that these vaccines are damaging children and adults and senior citizens like nothing else, that this is a depopulation biological weapon, and that the lies never stopped. So there's going to be a massive backlash. It's going to be a legal backlash, a social backlash, a media backlash. How many of these left-wing journalists that promoted vaccines are now dead or know somebody who died from the vaccines? Huh? Lots. And the number continues to grow. And how many doctors who push vaccines are themselves now dead? I mean, the number's got to be in the thousands at this point, just in North America. Doctors are dying every day from these vaccines, and some are being maimed and survive long enough to speak out against it. There's a whole lot of healthcare workers who were damaged by these vaccines but not killed, and they can still sound the alarm. And now this moment of realization is spreading. People are going to freak out in the coming, let's say, 24 months. You're going to see a massive backlash. And the sad part is that the people who took the vaccines, many of them are already dead. They just don't know it yet because there's no way to reverse the damage that they're causing. At least not that we know of. There's no way to remove graphene oxide from the blood or reverse the DNA damage. I mean, not that we know of in some kind of reliable, proven fashion. I know there are, you know, possible theories about how to do that, but nothing that's been exhaustively validated. So there's really no solution for the people who are being damaged by this. How angry do you think they're going to be when they realize that they took the vaccines, they were lied to, they're still alive, but they're probably going to die? How angry are they going to be? They're going to be angry beyond belief. That's what's coming. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. And you can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. Take care.